2EC and Sculpture Bermagui is back from March the 6th until the 14th. Joining us on 2EC Mornings is the president of Sculpture Bermagui, Paul Payton. G'day, Paul.
Good morning, James.
Firstly, what kind of sculptures will there be in this year's event?
Every year we see such a diversity, it's amazing. I'm really thrilled that we have indoor sculptures and outdoor sculptures, and that sometimes means small and large, though not always. And more particularly, the indoor are often more intimate and more intriguing, more complex, more vulnerable, more ephemeral, whereas the outdoor are more robust and dynamic and large, and they move and lights and so forth. So we've got a bit of everything this year again. And, for example, Paul Dimmer, he's a well-known exhibitor with us down from Canberra, and he's got a selection of pieces of indoor, and they're quite abstract, and they're metal, but they're really looking quite unusual, almost like leather. And then there's the whale that's going to be coming down the road from Kiama Way, Sam Anderson, and he had the whale shark, huge 7-meter whale shark, in 2 years ago, and he's bringing a humpback whale this time. So from the small to the large. And then we have the moving lights and moving pieces show of 6 meters circumference. It's a circle. It's like one of those old globes with the planets floating around it. It's called an Ori. And indeed, Hugh Burrell, for the first time, will be coming this year. And it's going to be a bit of a stage stealer because it's really rather large, right next to the indoor sculptures at the surf club. So we have pottery, we have granite, we have marble, we have steel, we have feathers, we have who knows what, to be honest. Quite a selection. So, and there's something for everybody, and all are for sale.
For those who can't really get their head around it, Paul, yeah, tell us, why are people interested in sculpture, and I guess why would they be drawn to sculpture over other forms of art?
I was thinking about my experience with sculpture, and I'm not an artist, but I had an experience once many, many, many years ago with a little bit of clay. My mother, who was clay making and took up watercolor painting, and she said, oh, have a play with this. And she was making a small horse. And when I put my hands in the clay, I could almost, I don't know, there was some sort of connection I made with the tactile surface. And I think it probably was still a little bit warm from her working it. And next thing I'm going, oh, this is really quite exciting. And I could almost sense that I could bring it to life in a way. And so though I didn't have a concept or the initial concept of a horse, I really got into it. And so for me, I'm seeing and hearing, and it's, you know, reflected back to me that to be able to touch something 3D that's not going to break, or if it is gentle, to stroke it like a feather, it actually does affect us viscerally and sensually, I guess is a way of putting it. So when we see a clay piece, for example, from Joy Georgeson, it's called Goanna Memorial, and it's this little goanna on top of this heap of dirt or a fence post, you could almost touch it and it's sort of friendly and it's not going to bite. And yet it's actually quite intriguing. How does someone create something so lifelike? Then we move to people like Steve Hogan, who's got Ready the Harpoons, and that's a piece. He works with a lot of steel and spring, and he's nautically oriented. So he does yachts and he does things, and this is about harpoons. And being in Bermagui, not quite the Eden part of the world, but whales, harpoons, sea, that's sort of what he chimes in with. And it's a series of different bladed and tipped harpoons. So there's imagination, there's touch, there's diversity. And because we can touch, because we can actually walk around something and get close to it, it's not museum stuff, it's not art gallery stuff, it's really we can get amongst it. And back to my little experience with the clay, it almost means that we become godlike in a way where we can create something that almost could get up and walk.
Absolutely. Creating something out of nothing. And just speaking of getting amongst it, Paul, where can people go to see the sculptures?
This year, the indoor sculptures for the first time will be in the surf club, Bermagui Surf Club. So hit the surf club first and then come out the door and turn right. And you're all along the foreshore of Bermagui, on Horseshoe Bay, and up onto the headland, Dickerson Point headland, overlooking the ocean and Gulliger and Montague Island and so on. Daylight, you can see sculptures. At night, there'll be some with lights, some with water. And in the indoor, it's running from 10 till 4. It's free. All of this is free access to people. quite good for accessibility as well. Have a picnic and come and sit amongst the sculptures if you wish. That's perfectly fine. And we have some tours. We have some live music on the first Saturday, the 6th, and the second Saturday on the 13th, and that from 12 to 4.
Paul, that's about all we have time for. Thanks so much for joining us.
Indeed. Thank you for the opportunity, and I'll see you amongst the sculptures.
President of Sculpture Bermagui, Paul Payton, joining us there. And there's also an artist talk on the 14th of March at the Bermagui Country Club. For more information on all the events happening around Burmie, visit sculpturebermagui.com. 2SA